Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and its light is given to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So as Jesus preached on the hillside in Galilee, he noted the surroundings and wove them into his message and into his sermon illustrations. Just south of where Jesus sat and taught in the sermon was the recently established city of Tiberias. Now, Tiberias was being constructed by King Herod Agrippa, and he was constructing it to honor the second emperor of Rome, Tiberius Caesar. So the city was built from the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee up the steep slope to the east. And at night, I'm sure Tiberias' lights would have stretched from the water's edge up to the crown of the mount as it was being built. The construction and the growing illumination of Tiberias would have been one of the most notable events in the region during Jesus' time. So when Jesus told his followers that you are the light of the world, and that your light shouldn't be hidden any more than a city on a hill can be obscured, he's likely referencing how the city of Tiberias was visible for miles because of its nighttime illumination. What Jesus is indicating is that just like an illuminated city on a hill, our lives and our living can really brighten the world. Much like the characteristics of light itself, our lives can provide clarity, illumination, even a degree of warmth in an often dark and cold world. Our living, our shining forth, if you will, can be so radiant that life gets more navigable, not just for ourselves, but for those closest to us, but even for those at greater distances. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, so shine, radiate God's goodness into the world." The outcome and purpose of our illuminating presence, as Jesus described it, would have been a noticeable contrast to the city of Tiberias. And this is an important feature of what Jesus is doing here. You see, Tiberias was being built to honor Caesar. The city was established to curry favor with Rome. So the city Tiberias's light was to shine forth as a tribute to the empire and to remind all who saw it what authority was in ultimate control. Conversely, Jesus said that our light shines forth, not for our own glory, not for the recognition of an earthly monarch, but so that God's good works might be seen and made known to the world. So Tiberias was built for the emperor's glory. You were made for God's glory. So the question today is simply, what prevents you from letting your light shine for others to see? Because it happens. What prevents you from letting your light shine for everyone to see? And in terms of practice, when you have the opportunity to perform a good work or task today, even if that work is laborious or ill-timed, imagine doing that work for the glory of the Lord. Your good effort and an inconvenient but necessary time has a way of shining forth God's goodness into the world. So as you engage in those tasks, think about doing them to the glory of God. Let's pray. Lord, it's difficult to think of ourselves as light, because we feel like we live in the darkness of confusion and uncertainty so much of the time. Lord God, we ask that you would help us to believe your claims about us, that our lives and our living are part of your plan to illuminate the world. Lord God, help your light shine through us as a beacon to those around us. And not our light, but your light. Shine through us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.